I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, we're only a couple of months away from the opening of spring gobbler season in West Virginia, and if you're planning on taking a youngster who needs a hunter education course, well, now is the time to get that done. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Hunter education has been a requirement for close to a couple of generations of West Virginia hunters, and it is an effective method for teaching one that what to do and not to do when they're in the field. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Trader of the DNR Law Enforcement says the class is more than just be careful with a gun.
The majority of homes in West Virginia probably have a firearm there, and firearm safety and how to handle firearms is a big part of it, and the storage, absolutely. But, you know, we cover over topics like first aid and wildlife management and ethics and responsibility. You know, there's some special topics that cover things like turkey hunting and hunting from elevated tree stands and even muzzle loading. So I mean, there's a variety of subjects that are covered into that basic 10-hour course.
And we're now into the month of February, and there isn't a ton of outdoor activity happening. The dead period, the perfect time to get a youngster into a nearby hunter ed class.
Some people may or may not have internet service or have access to computers, so we would never want to discourage them from not calling our district office to get some information. But if you do have access to the internet, you can go to the www.registered.com, and I think if you go to our DNR webpage, you can actually be linked to that same webpage.
Trader says you might consider taking it with your child or grandchild. You never know, you might learn something.
Anybody under the age of 12 has to have a parent or adult accompany them with the class. But again, that's a great opportunity for the family to get together and study this, the course, and to participate in it together.
That being said, the DNR is starting to make some inroads to get this course back into the school day curriculum in West Virginia.
2017, we were in about 54 schools and had about 983 graduates. But because of the director and the governor's initiative to kind of push that back into the school system where the kids, have access to this, in 2019, we had 284 total schools participate, and we had 1,922 graduates then. So we've really increased our efforts that way. Our officers typically are the ones that will go into the school systems and teach.
Go to wvdnr.gov and find a class near you soon, or call your local DNR district office to get registered. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.